It might be dry in Texas, but it's raining bills at the state capitol, water bills specifically. Years of drought have a lot of lawmakers coming forward with ways to fund projects in the water plan. Two of them are Senator Troy Frazier from Horseshoe Bay and Representative Alan Ritter from Nederland. The two Republicans talked about it Wednesday at a forum at the state capitol. First off, funding. They both want to pull $2 billion from the state's rainy day fund. The state would give that money out as loans so that regional entities can jumpstart their water projects. Without money from the rainy day fund, Senator Frazier says the whole thing would probably fall apart.
We think this is the vehicle to get us there. This is the one we're married to, and we're going to try to ride this horse. So I think it would be counterproductive to start talking about a plan B until we know for sure plan A is not going to work.
Though some worry that money taken from the rainy day fund could count against spending limits enshrined in the state constitution, to which Representative Ritter says,
I don't believe that the intent of the rainy day fund was for that to be in the spending cap.
And just in case it was, other bills have been filed to free it from counting against that cap. So let's just pretend for a second that they get the money. The next question is this. Out of the 500 or so different plans that different regions want funded, how does the Texas Water Development Board decide what to fund? Again, Senator Frazier.
We've been going back to the Water Development Board and said, cut this down. Tell us what your top 10, your top 20 projects from population is. What is in that top 10 from a need standpoint?
After the lawmakers spoke, Lewis McMahon gave some specifics. He's a member of the State Water Development Board, and he said projects were being ranked on their timing, presumably how fast they could be ramped up, how much they're needed, and the degree to which they rely on conservation. Still by far the cheapest way to create more water resources for the state. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bushell.